Shine out loud. When we have been told growing up to be quiet, be ladylike, and not draw attention to ourselves, it can be hard to break that mold. It could be the reason that some women don't like the word femininity because that's how they see it. Shutting down, staying out of the way, having no voice. We were born to shine with our God-given gifts for His glory, to make a difference in the lives of those around us. There's a difference in shining for ego and self and shining with the gifts God gave you in gratitude and humility. That humility doesn't mean to shut down and wither. It's a matter of the heart. When you are trusting and walking in God's grace and direction, there is great power, His power. There will be those who tell you or infer that you are all about ego. They may tell you those lies we talked about. They may say things like, "Who do you think you are? You think you're all that. Who made you so special?" To which I'd say, God, the creator of the universe. Think about it. If we hide our light and we don't let people see our talents, if we quash our dreams, what are we doing? We are denying ourselves, as well as a multitude of others, some wonderful experiences. Your abilities are a part of who you are, and when you acknowledge them, you affirm the love, esteem, and trust with which you view yourself. Another great benefit of letting your light shine is that you will grant others permission to do the same so they too can enjoy the exploration of their dreams and talents. Sometimes a relative will caution us that if we follow our path of talent, we won't be able to get a real job. It can also happen that our peers might be envious of our skills and become overly critical. Sometimes, women, even our friends can be mean and they can judge and be jealous. As hard as it is for me to understand, sometimes a friend can want you to stay stuck because they are. I've seen it many times. When someone wants to change and get a new job or go on a trip, their friend will try to talk them out of it because they can't go or they're afraid to make change in their own life. There will always be those who don't want you to shine. Shine anyway. Sometimes I hear women say, "I don't want to make other people feel bad because they can't do what I do," or, "I don't want to outshine someone else." What we need to remember is there is a huge difference between showing off and letting your light shine or letting your talent show. When you let the world know what you can do, you will become a more complete person. You will become who you truly are. It doesn't matter what your talent happens to be. You might be a first-rate cook, great writer, brilliant musician, or a math whiz. Whatever it is, you'll learn that you are not doing anyone any favors if you hide that talent. You can rest assured that if you do this, you will be making a difference in the world. In a speech, Nelson Mandela says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." That was written by Marianne Williamson and spoken by Nelson Mandela. Let's walk this journey together. Let's discover the fun, fearless female that you are. Be all that you are created to be.